Trump Media CEO Devin Nunes, Big Tech Censorship Fosters a Propaganda Ver. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 19, 2022. Former Congressman Devin Nunes, who now runs Donald Trump's Truth Social platform, told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily host Alex Marlow that not having basic communications, such as a digital public square, is a recipe for disaster and fosters a propaganda war, such as the one happening online due to big tech censorship. If we don't have basic communications in this country, number one, to just talk to each other without being censored, but also to reach those people in the middle that are center-left, so that they know the position of the center, center-right, it's a recipe for disaster, Nunes told Marlow on Wednesday. The former congressman added that not having a free and open digital public square is 101 of warfare. But for sure, in a propaganda war, which at a minimum, is what we have going on in this country right now. Listen below. Nunes also explained that Truth Social had to be built slowly and methodically, so that we can't be canceled by big tech. Amazon can't shut down our servers, because we're not using them. Last year, Amazon booted the alternative social media platform Parler, as it was skyrocketing in popularity, off its web hosting service Amazon Web Services, AWS, which knocked the site offline until it could find a new host. We have built our own cloud. We've partnered with Rumble, so we're using Rumble Cloud. Rumble Video, which is the home for many conservatives and independents who have been kicked off of YouTube, Nunes said. The Trump Media and Technology Group CEO added that Twitter is a bot farm with spam accounts and corporate accounts, but said he wishes the company well, as he wants to see an open and free internet. President Trump was clear that he wanted to give the American people their voice back and open up the internet. That's the mission of our company, Nunes said after being asked to share his thoughts on the idea of Twitter going full free speech if Tesla CEO Elon Musk completes his $44 billion acquisition of the site. From the very beginning of the whole Elon Musk saga with Twitter, we were very clear, we're all for it, Nunes said. The mission of our company is to have an open and free internet. President Trump has voiced his support for Elon Musk. So have I. If Elon Musk can open this up for free speech, that's great, Nunes added. The former congressman pointed out that Twitter appears to be mainly used as a global PR wire for companies, celebrities, and the like to publish press releases so that news sites can find and report on them. I don't know any normal people that are on Twitter, Nunes said. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.